Don't go and listen to every podcaster. Don't go and listen to, you know, everybody that's talking about Amazon. Pick a couple people and stick to it. Because if you do it the way that a lot of people were doing it, you're going to get mixed messages. Hey everyone, it's Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to the Lunch with Norm e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Today we're going to be discussing some of my favorite AI tools and apps. We're going to be talking about how do you keep up with all these apps, what factors influence my choice, and what AI tools I'm currently using. So welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. All right, so let me see, where is the boy blunder?
Hello, hello, happy Wednesday. It's Wednesday today.
Yeah, and welcome back. I haven't seen you in that background in a long time.
I know, I've been traveling a little bit, but I'm back in the office. And it's good to see everyone. We've got Steve joining us in Cool Hand 99. Good to see you. Hope you're having a great Wednesday. Today we're doing a solo episode with Norm. So I'm going to be picking his brain about using AI tools and some of the things that we're seeing. And I know I just quickly popped up something for you to see. And we're going to be diving into that as well. It's a pretty cool UGC tool or service that I found last night. And I thought it would be a good time to show that.
It's actually pretty unbelievable.
It's incredible. So I've got the whole site set up. So stick around to find that out, what I'm talking about. And good to see Simon and Marina. Always great to see you as well in the comments sections. And I think we're good to go. So
this is going to be pretty open today too. So if you do have any questions about any of the tools that you're using or anything I'm using, it's an open session. So one thing I do want to talk about, just a couple of things. One is the newsletter. So if you're listening right now and you haven't signed up for the newsletter, check out lunchwithnorm.beehive2eyes.com. Kelsey can throw it up there. I always try to put in an interesting story from my past. This one was kind of interesting. So check it out. It happened about 20 years ago. But, oh, what do we got? Oh, we do have some responses here.
Yeah, so
it's all over.
If you haven't checked the newsletter out yet, I'm not going to spoil everything today about what's in that story, but basically someone
my interactions with a police officer.
Yeah, I ended up being a police officer. So we asked the audience, like, what would you have done? I would have done the same, which tackle the police officer, call the cops, ignore the trespasser, hide inside or other. And looks like most people would call the cops, but it's pretty close, actually. And we got some pretty cool comments here, too, that I'll read off from Charlotte. If I was fit enough, I would have done the same. Then I would have called the cops to collect him after I tied him up. And then Jessica said, scream at my husband to do something. So
that was funny. You know, when the adrenaline gets going, you just do your thing. But I thought that was pretty funny. I was wondering what the response would be. And I didn't expect so many, the range of people. I thought it would be one would either like call the cops or I, you know, do it myself. But check it out if you haven't seen it. It's a great story, true story. And me and my old St. Bernard Morty. But okay, why don't we get into this? But before we get into it, I just want to read off a sponsor shout out. So first of all, hey, Amazon sellers, ever faced with account suspensions, ASIN hiccups, or IP headaches? Introducing Seller Basics, your Amazon accounts guardian, which is $99 a month or code NORM, $89 a month. Seller Basics offers a dedicated team to shield your business from these challenges. Plus, this membership offers free legal consultations from seasoned e-commerce attorneys. And there's no long-term contract, and you can cancel with just a month's notice. View Seller Basics as your Amazon account health plan. That's Amazon's accounts health plan. And you can check them out at sellerbasics.com. Now for the disclaimer, Seller Basics isn't an insurer law firm. Consultations come from independent firms. Results can vary, and membership is needed before events leading to claims, and terms apply. All right, so let's get into it.
All righty. Well, let me see. We've already got some questions coming in from Bartnett. I don't know if we want to start with that, or we'll let the questions fill in a little bit more, and then we're going to do a batch of them. So if you do have questions or comments, let us know. And yeah, do you want to start off with my little thing that I found?
Yeah, so I just looked at it 2 minutes before the podcast started, and I've seen something similar, but I don't think I've seen anything as real as this. So check this out.
All right. So I noticed this. This came up on my TikTok yesterday, and I'm going to show you a video for our audio listeners. It's a lady in her car kind of sitting and explaining something.
Kind of looks like AOC.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. she's, if you've been on TikTok before, this is a very natural video that looks like that would blend into anything, but it's going to be a lady talking about a product.
So let me get AOC. You guys are telling me that when you're out of the house for hours, you're comfortable walking around with all that stanky body odor that's been building up on you all day. What's even crazier is that some of you are applying deodorant on top of that odor, which is honestly probably making it worse. Let me tell you what I do. It's a little hygiene hack. My friend told me about these cloths from Get Dirty. They were originally formulated for firefighters to remove carcinogens off their skin, which means these wipes don't play games like other wipes on the market. They are antibacterial and actually lift and remove sweat, dirt, and odors, making these the one and only Total Refresh Shower on the Go solution. After you use these, your skin will have a soapy, clean smell. You will instantly feel.
So that is not a real person. That is totally AI. So this is, I did some research into what exactly, like what service this is. Mm-hmm. It's called Arcads, arcads.ai. So I'm going to just share the link here in the comment sections.
I'm going to check that out too. But basically,
you can, they have over 100 different AI models, and you can go in, write the script, or they can script, formulate the script for you, and then you can change their tone on the different models that you use. And it's just a way to use UGC instantly. And these videos take a minute to make. I haven't personally tried it out for myself. So I can't, these are just examples that are being shared on Twitter right now, or X. But they're able to create these videos. I think from what I've seen, that they originally kind of use a base amount of models that are people, and then they take that and then they change them into AI, and that's how it's working. So it's based on a person that was recorded, and then they've used AI to change different ways that they're talking and can create these scripts for them. So I've even seen YouTube videos, YouTube ads of a person sitting at a desk, and you know how they have those, like, if you want to make $1 million, like, this is what you do, and like those course YouTube ads.
Leaning
you
against see their Lamborghini doing one of
those. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw one of those using a person, and the person, the script of it was, hey, everyone, I'm an AI. I'm not a real person. And if you want to learn how to be like me, an AI, I can show you how to do this course and blah, 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 blah. But the whole video was a person that was AI, and that's what they were selling. So that was a cool concept. But that was the video that I showed you. Yep. Steve, I know that was AI. Yeah, so you can get that person to say anything you want about your product. So definitely check it out. It's called arcads.ai. Again, I've never used it. I just saw this on TikTok last night that popped up. So Bill says, cool tool. Yeah, so if anyone wants to check it out, let us know what you think. You can also drop that into our WhatsApp group. I'm going to drop that into our WhatsApp group too. But if you want to continue the conversation about that, just let
me
know.
That's pretty cool. So there's another tool that we've been using. And this is interesting. So Kevin King and I, we have a new podcast coming out. It's called Marketing Misfits. And we just try to get the best marketing. Yeah, I think they're all misfits. people that are on top of their game. And we've been talking to a few people. Mark DeGrasse was on last night. Now, these are all pre-record, so they haven't even been released yet. They're starting on May 1st, I think, April 30th or May 1st. And Mark was talking about this app as well. He turned me on to it, and it's called HeyGen. And I've tried HeyGen out. I like it. I have a subscription to it. But the problem is it's so bloody expensive. I wanted to take the podcast and translate it into Spanish and French. And it turns out if we were to do that, it wouldn't be 100 or 1,000. It would have been tens of thousands of dollars to do it every month. And there's no alternative right now. Now there are a couple of companies that do it, but just not as good as HeyGen. So I think what's going to happen, we had a really good discussion about this last night, but I think as this gets more popular and as we see this, what you're just showing arcades, you're going to see that there's going to be more and more companies fighting to be that number one app out there. And HeyGen, I think, unfortunately, is going to be lost in the wind unless they bring their pricing down. It's so expensive. So I love them. I love HeyGen. I've tried to reach out to them, talk to them about, you know, how can we do this for the podcast? Never heard back from them. So their customer service sucks. But, you know, the overall app is very good. Now, I don't know where you want to go from here, Kels. I know we've got kind of a layout that we want to talk about, but like I'm open. Like we could start off with the main LLMs.
Well, let's go through how you actually find these tools. So obviously some of these people we hear from the podcast and these services, just the guests bring them up and we are able to hear those through that.
That's exactly what we do.
We sit here. Bartnett, yeah, they tell us. And we're like,
oh, that's cool. We have a Bartnett, notepad here. Every time they come up with something really cool, you'll see me looking down typing.
Yeah. So Bartnett 4 says, simple question. How do you come up with these new AI tools? Are there any websites, groups, or other sources to follow? I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah, sure. And I don't have my WhatsApp. I might have it right here. So as for a group, there's some really good AI groups out there. I don't belong to a Facebook group, but I do belong to a couple of Slack channels and also some WhatsApp groups. I get that. If I don't get it right now, I can get it a bit later on. But also newsletters. There's a bunch of newsletters out there. Neon Pulse is one. Joe, who's been on our podcast a couple of times, she's got a really great newsletter. IntelliRank has a great AI newsletter. Also, if you want to go over to markdegrasse.com, so that's markdegrasse.com. He has got one of these sites. It's one of my favorite sites. So first of all, you can go over there, you can sign up for his newsletter and you'll get it. I think it's daily. He has something and he's got something really cool. By the way, when you get it, everything disappears in 48 hours. So you have to go and you have to check it out or it just disappears, which is a great marketing angle. He's also got prompts. So if you go under AI, you'll see the prompts. And he's got a new course coming out and I've taken two of his courses. They're fantastic. But this one is for branding. So it's everything you need to do to create your brand. And I know a lot of people in the a solopreneur space, it's very hard for them because they never were educated on it. And they're looking at YouTube videos and a lot of those YouTube videos would drive you crazy with wrong information. But he sets it straight and he's got, this course is coming up in a couple of weeks. So if you want to check that out, that's over at Mark DeGrasse. But his newsletter, he's got a magazine that, and that's something very unique. Everybody else went digital. Mark left digitalmarketer.com and he was the president over there. He started this, his own company, his personal brand, just markdegrassi.com or markdegrasse.com. And he's got a magazine called Magazine Mark. Love it. He also printed it, which was very unique in this digital age, but you can subscribe to it and you'll get it. I think he's got two out right now, and it's filled with just marketing information and copy if you're interested in that. Just different types of very unique prompts. So that's one that you could also go to. There's also an app or a site called supertools.io, and you won't be able, like, there's just thousands and thousands of different new apps and websites for AI that you can check out at any time. So those are a few. Now, let me check. I don't think I'll be able to log on. Kels, why don't you jump in for a second? I'll try to find this AI thing.
Yeah, so another one, if you're looking for just a place to start and maybe like a weekly kind of update on what's happening with AI, Skill Leap is another great kind of bootcamp content resource center. We had Saj Adibs on the other, I must be like 4 or 5 months ago now, but he was on, it's a great place. That he has a newsletter as well, but he has a great YouTube channel. It's called Skill Leap as well. So check it out. It's skillleap.ai if you want to learn more about that. But
and one of the things they do with that, Kels, I don't know if you get this or not, but so I subscribe to that channel. Like I pay, you know, full pop for it. It's not that expensive. It's like $20. He has, I think, three different educators that come on, all very, they're really great at what they do. But they come out weekly with a variety of videos that are on the ball. Remember last week we were talking about Perplexity? Well, came out with Perplexity, you know, and like just if it's talked about in the industry, he's got information on it. And just for ChatGPT, for example, he'll come up with a beginner, intermediate, advanced course. Then it'll be about prompting. Then it'll be so. Check it out. Skill Leap is fantastic. I found it probably 6 months ago, maybe a little bit longer. And that's one I log into every Saturday morning just to catch up and be on top of it. So that's another thing about keeping on top of trends. It's getting involved and looking at these different newsletters, websites like Super Tools, or just being on top of it with training. I did have, I think I had one other. Oh yeah, here's another one, Kels. So Brian McMulty was on the other day. So he's got an AI generated platform called Heights, but he's got a training platform which he does incredible live training every week called Creator Climb. And that's one that that we really didn't touch on too much, but he's got, well, we talked about it last week where he's got the AI Elevate course that's come out. And I remember during the podcast, I said, okay, after listening to you, I'm going to sign up for that course. And literally 2 hours after the podcast, I signed up for that course. So these are a few things that you can do. Now, the other thing that's important to understand, this is like getting into Amazon back in the day, and probably it might be even worse now, but it's the old shiny objects. There's so much coming out. So when we started with Amazon, there wasn't that much. There was a, you know, couple of tools you could use. There were a few consultants. Now everybody, you know, everybody's a consultant, and like thousands of them. There's thousands of tools and apps, and that became to be is very hard to keep your eye on the ball when these people are invading your inbox all the time. So for me, I found that, you know, I had to get back on track because I was going in too many directions with too many tools. And that's the exact same thing here. So one thing I mentioned to people for Amazon, I said, look, don't go and listen to every podcaster. Don't go and listen to, you know, everybody that's talking about Amazon. Pick a couple people and stick to it. Because if you do it the way that a lot of people were doing it, you're going to get mixed messages. And if you try to take this piece and this piece and that piece, they'd all work great on their own. But if you blend everything together and you don't know where you're going, then you're just going to mess up. You know, it's not going to work out. And then you're going to say, these guys didn't know what they were talking about. But for the most part, just people do, like, it's like an artist, right? You can throw a bunch of sunflowers in front of them and everybody's going to come up with a different look. It's not all going to be a Van Gogh. So I don't know. I think that's probably the same with these AI tools. You just have to be careful how many you're looking at, how many overlaps they are. And for the education, I would say the exact same thing. Find one or two and stick with it and just get your information.
So how would you say you've changed from looking at AI since, let's say, like January last year? With ChatGPT coming out, it was all brand new. And I think there's like an onslaught of apps coming out of the marketplace, and you're seeing all these tools. Have you kind of, you're saying that you've kind of dialed back and tried to figure out which ones you would use more often than others? Do you have like a method of kind of figuring out, okay, this tool sounds really fun, but it's too niche, or this tool, I can see it's actually going to be useful overall to cover a lot of my tasks? Or are you trying to identify where you're busy the most and using AI and finding a tool for that? Or is it just a whatever happens, happens?
Well, back in January, not this January, last January, I remember Colin Campbell. I was down in Florida at his office and, you know, just chilling. And one of his director of marketing came in and said, have you heard of this thing called OpenAI? And we both looked at each other and no, never heard of it. And it just so happened that Colin was throwing a party that night. And I believe it was for his wife's either birthday or something was going on. And so Jeff Sass, who's actually been on the podcast, says, you won't believe this. Take a look at what you can do. He says, you can write poetry and watch what happens. And we're looking at it. And then Colin grabs it and he starts writing this poetry for his wife. And then I thought, oh, this is going to be great. So, you know, Valentine's Day, I wrote this poem and nobody really knew about this, but we were using it for poetry. In fact, Colin actually started, he says, oh, you got to be on the cutting edge. You got to be an innovator. So he started something called poems.ai, where you can write a poem, you can get a card sent to your spouse or your partner, and you could get it framed or something like that. So he started this probably a month after. This is how he just jumps on things. So from that time, there's been an explosion. I look at it back in the DOS days. So when we were working with MS-DOS, you'd have to load, there was no plug and play. So it was like the batch config file. And depending on how you loaded that, or if you even knew how to load it, your computer could just run very slow, or it could be very fast. And everybody's trying to figure out why they have the same apps as you do, but your computer's so much quicker. And that's the same thing with AI. So all it is this batch config file that we're trying to figure out nowadays. And if you do it right, you'll be on top of the game. If you're doing it wrong, and by what I mean is doing it wrong is prompting. There's a lot of companies out there that will help you out with that, including Mark, including Saj. So over at SkillLeap, he puts out, I don't know, it's not every week, I think it's once a month, 100 prompts in a specific area. So it might be for advertising, social media, and they're already pre-written. So all you need to do is tighten them up for your industry. Same thing with Mark's. But just getting to understand prompting properly. John Benson was on the podcast last week or the week before. I think it was last week. And he was talking about the app that he created that takes all the complications out of prompting, and you get great VSLs or newsletters or whatever it is. He writes it, and you're kind of surprised that it's really great copy, yet you try to do it and it sucks. And the worst part about it, so today, Kelsey, I sent you over an email saying, should we put this guy on the podcast? Check him out. It was 100%. And I normally would just trash it, but the guy sounded interesting. 100% written by a really bad AI prompt. You could tell exactly the way it was flowing. Usually I take a look at it and say, oh yeah, let's get this guy on, but it's okay. Let's just see what he's up to. Let's see if he's any good. I almost put it in the trash can because anybody who doesn't know how to write a prompt properly or to make it sound like a real human and not AI generated, which if you use like Claude 3 right now, it's getting way better at doing that right off the bat. But ChatGPT, I still find clunky, especially if you're brand new. So the problem is you're brand new to it, or you're just getting into it, or you think that this is your problem solver and you just type in a simple prompt. And then you see it and you're not a marketer and you go, wow, this is fantastic. I can use this for my emails. I can use this for my content. The problem is it sucks to most people who know marketing. You know, it's not correctly laid out. It's not. We had a really great guest on the Marketing Misfits last night. Her name was Kat Parker Merritt, and she specializes in sort of the psychology of emails. And she was explaining some of this to us. And unless you explain this to ChatGPT, you're not going to get that. Or if you use a reference to build it up, you're not going to get that feel. You'll get this very long, you'll know it's ChatGPT just by the way it's structured, by the way, I got you. That's one of the, as soon as I see that in an email, I got you, it goes into trash. I know it's ChatGPT. In fact, that's a filter. If there's something comes into our email inbox and it says, I got you, it goes to trash. There's no looking at it. So there's three or four filters I have that that Mary puts into my inbox for me, all based on really bad prompting that we know is prompting. So Kelsey, I don't know if you have anything else. I know I was a little long-winded there.
No. I know personally, I notice, I don't know if it's partly because we've been using ChatGPT more now and like for over a year that we've kind of figured out those keywords to identify and like know what it sounds like. But I also feel like just ChatGPT in general, the quality is almost going down. Like you have to be, at least with like the more basic prompts that you have, like before I felt like it was a bit better quality, but now it feels like it's lowering the bar even more and more. And
Simon's even like got it too. Take a look. I hope this email finds you. Yeah.
So just always be careful using it. And I'm noticing just basic mistakes are happening more and more on ChatGPT. When I'm uploading files to do like some transcribing or like answer questions from PDFs, it's taking PDFs from not even the one that I uploaded, but like really like weeks past PDFs. And like if I upload an episode of this and say like, what were some AI tools from this? It's taking episodes from you and Kevin and saying, there's nothing about you and Kevin or AI that you and Kevin discussed, blah, 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 blah. And it's just kind of clunky and not working to its fullest, I find. But I don't know if that's just something with my account.
No, I think a lot of people have been finding that. Have you been using Claude 3?
No, I've been more on ChatGPT, I'd say. But yeah. I've used it a couple of times when ChatGPT wasn't working for me and there's errors happening. I used Claude and I found that it did do a really great job sounding more realistic.
Copilot's also something I just started using, and I got trained through Saj, so through the Skill Leap videos that he did, and it makes it, again, I can't tell you that if you're trying to experiment and do this on your own, you might think this is great, but you're missing out. It's like an Excel spreadsheet. Most people, when they have Excel, they'll use the formula, you know, the sum or the average, and that's their extent of understanding an Excel spreadsheet. But when you get into it and learn about pivot tables, and there's so much more that you can do with it to make your life easier and better. That's the same thing with ChatGPT or any of the LLMs that are out there. The more you dig into it and learn how you can benefit from it, most of your competitors are probably not going to be doing that. And this is where you can be above, ahead of the crowd rather than riding on coattails or just being equal. Go above the playing field, you know, rather than just equal to the playing field.
And Abe, I was saying, first of all, there's an imposter in my seat. So Abe is saying ChatGPT sinks to the level of its questions. The more people searches for cat videos, the dumber it gets. Yeah, totally. And then we've got a question from Simon here, or a comment at least. I've noticed that more and more VAs are leaning on and relying on AI to do their work, and they are not cross-checking it. These guys are costing more time than they're supposed to be saving as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Kels, you haven't seen this lady for a long time. Come here.
Mama hello, Bear. Hello.
Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mama Bear made a cameo.
Wow, that's a good day today.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so that's absolutely 100% correct what Simon is saying. I'm going to use Amazon, but you remember when big brands were coming onto Amazon and you'd look at their listings and go, they suck? They were bad. You can't believe that a large brand, you know, their list, and there's a lot of them out there right now. They suck. And the reason for that is they use traditional marketing. And they understand traditional marketing, but they don't understand Amazon, right? Or they don't understand D2C if they're on Shopify. And then you take a look at ChatGPT, it's the same way. You can't just go by, oh, there is a field, let's just type in a few things. If you don't understand it and you bring it into your agency, well, your agency's work is not going to get any better. It's just be average. And you might increase the speed of getting content out, but it's just content that sucks. And that goes for anything you're doing with any of the LLMs. So understanding it a bit, taking a course, tutorial, if you go into Udemy or if you go into YouTube, you know, find some current videos, because that's the other thing that happens on a moment's notice is it changes. So Kevin and I always went back and forth. I liked Claude for what I was doing with, I'm trying to write this fictional book, and it's I think it's coming out really good. You know, it's shaping up. I don't want it to, it's hard to do because you have to get either Claude or ChatGPT to stay on track. But I wrote it like I would with any novel, and I've got like 20 different parts, just like there's 17 pages that it has to reference before it goes into chapter one. And then I've got to keep it on track. And if you're not looking at it, it starts to move, you know, to the right or moves to the left, introduces characters or places that don't exist or is not part of it. And if you're not on it, you could just hit that button and you'll have a novel done, you know, in 30 minutes. I mean, this has taken me months. And I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, I really want to. First, I got to do it in my spare time, and it's got to be perfect. So even, remember, Kels, I sent you over that chapter. I said, what do you think about that? And you came back and you thought it was okay. Then I went in and I asked ChatGPT and Claude how it rated, you know, could there be improvements? And it came back with some great ideas. You know, you have to add more detail here. You have to do this, delete this. So I asked it to act as an editor, a senior editor. And it came back and it responded like a senior editor would. And it just tore it apart. And then I had to cry a little bit. And I can't believe I cried over an AI app. But then I went back to it. And now it's shaping up. It's completely a different story now than the first one that I sent over to you. And Kelsey's probably acknowledging in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important just taking that, using ChatGPT as like a tool versus the thing that you're creating. So it's really good connecting those dots, and like maybe you're stuck and you need someone to help brainstorm or come up with a new idea. That's where ChatGPT is good at. But like if you're trying for it to just create something out of nothing, you're going to come up with issues. But yeah, using it as like an editor, I think, is a really good way to use ChatGPT. Let's see what Simon has to say. Surely at some point, AI will learn that it is getting dumber and the output sucks. At that point, it will raise the bar and smarten up. What do you think?
Sorry, what was that? I was trying to read it as you were saying it.
Okay, AI will eventually, AI will learn that it's getting dumber and the output sucks. At that point, it will raise the bar and spin up. What do you think? Do you think it will get smarter and like catch back up? Or do you think it's going to just continually to get more diluted and diluted?
No, I think it's going to be tweaked, and this is just my opinion. But I don't think it's going to continue like this. And there's a lot of different LLMs that are going to be coming out. And I don't even know. I mean, ChatGPT or Claude might be the, what were the ones back in the day? Netscape and, the Yahoos. And really, they might be left in the dust when a new one comes out, like a Google. Maybe that's what'll end up happening. I know I'm kind of off trying to think too fast. I'm an old guy. Maybe I should get Abe to come on and answer it. But I definitely agree. It's going to take a lot of turns. And just like, by the way, I want to go back to that video. So somebody had to know the culture, the trend, the way that TikTok operated to come up with that script. If it was me just going and typing away, it would suck. If I just took some other marketer's approach to Facebook or a newsletter or an email, it would suck. You have to know the platform that you're on. So AI does understand. We've done it with TikTok, but you could get it to write the script. You can fine tune it to whatever you want that message to be. You have to have it with your brand's tone. All these things should be part of that prompt. And depending on the platform, you could either sync or make it, really like a great post. And I think that one, it would be very hard to say that that wasn't some influencer that's on top of their game trying to push out a product. I don't know about you, Kels, but I liked it. Ask Jeeves. That was another one. Yeah. Friendster.
Yeah, yeah. And I think those kind of tools are only going to get better. So
right.
I think in a year from now, it's going to be incredible. So we do have to take a quick ad break. We're going to be talking about some of the your favorite tools for Amazon and some of the more specific tools after the break. Answer some questions like from Jessica. So Norm, do you want to get going with the
sure. The I'll ad talk break about right start now? Scale. All right. I've shown this a few times. Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat by Colin Campbell. Great friend of mine. Came up with this. He's been in business forever. I remember at 20, I think he was 28 years old, he had a $1.2 billion valuation. And within, it's horrible to say, but it was a great learning experience. But it crashed because of circumstances beyond his control. So he went from 28 years old with this one company, he had multiple companies at $1.2 billion to the company crashing. And I don't know about you, but I would have been in the fetal position for the next 10 or 15 years. But what did he do? He came up out of that And he created the world's largest hosting company, He was the registrar of the, he came up with .club. So that was sold over to GoDaddy just recently. He's got a brand called Paw. Everything he touches, I'd say everything he touches is a learning experience, but I don't want to say he's got the Midas touch because, you know, things happen. Not every company's going to succeed. Well, that's all about this book, Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. So he goes through his journey. He's got 200 interviews in here. It's a big book, 400 pages. And he talks to Vern Harnish. He talks to Joe Foster, the founder of Reebok. And what was their turning point? What made them succeed? Was it failure? Was it success? How do you get to success? Most of the people will say through failures, but he goes through it in this book, and he also breaks it down into four different modules. Start, scale, exit, and repeat. Within those modules, he has got the story, the people, the systems, and the money, what you're going to need. And then there's subsections, and it goes down each module that you can do. You can just read when you want. It's a reference book for any solopreneur, entrepreneur. Just check it out. It's an easy read. He laid it out fantastic. It's by Forbes, and you can get it on Amazon. All right. Kind of excited about that. It is a good, and I read it too. So I read a lot of books. That one, I told him to his face, I thought it was one of the best business books I've ever read.
All righty. So we are back. We've got some questions coming in. Before we get to those questions, I do want to ask you a question about how it says book sounds great, just ordered.
Let us know what you think of it.
So obviously this is an Amazon e-commerce podcast, and probably a question we get most often is, what AI tools for Amazon are you looking at and using? So specifically for Amazon, what are you using? What are your favorite tools right now?
I'm going to start with one that's most people will say, well, that's not Amazon. It's absolutely. I'm a systems person. I always said I've gone through Peter Gerber's eMyth Academy, and it changed my life when it came to business and writing processes. So Steve Simonson came up with this, and he just recently sold it, but it's SOP Box. It's the simplest way to write SOPs, to build checklists. For reference, as you're going, you know, sometimes you don't know if you're when you're ever going to use this. You don't know if your brand's going to take off. SOP Box is definitely an app, completely AI generated, and it's so easy to use. So check that out. For Amazon, there's a couple of things. First of all, image-wise, sometimes I go on to listings and you see lower resolution images, blurry, out of focus. And I'll go to either, you can go to Canva, or I use Pickwish, and I create a better, higher resolution. Even if my pictures are 1,000, I try to bump them up even better. So by putting them into Pickwish, which is I think it's a free service. There was one other one I know was 100% free. Pickwish, there might be a fee after a couple that you do. But that's one great way to help increase the visibility or the quality of your images. I've had it happen where this happened this year where we had images, but the photographer only gave us low res images. And we hadn't used them yet. So, you know, one of the VAs went in to upload and we couldn't get a hold of the photographer. So we went in and we just made all of them high res through this app, which you couldn't do before. The other thing that, the other app that I use, fantastic app, and that's from Max Sinclair, and that's eComtent. eComtent.ai. He's gone through sort of a second or third generation of this, and now you can do infographics. He's got a partnership with a video company. I forget which one it is, but that's definitely something I would look at. Another app that I've signed up for, just for a variety of different styles of images, it's called IMG Creator. And I think it's from another company called Z or something, but IMG Creator. I've bought a lot of credits there, very inexpensive. Then the other part that's really important is you want to make sure that the algorithm knows what you're loading. You know, it's what you see or what you want that image to represent in your listing. And sometimes the algorithm is not going to read your image properly. So I go to a couple of different places. You can just find it on the internet. You could just say image readers. One that I use, and I got this out of Kevin King's newsletter. I'm going to post it here, Kels. And then you can put it into chat. And this, you drag and drop. It's a free service. And then you can ask a question, what do you see? And it'll tell you what you see. And sometimes what it'll show you might be a new keyword or a new category that you weren't expecting that to show up. So this is something that is brand new that we try to use whenever we're putting up any image right now. Also, 3D rendering, I get asked about that quite a bit. There's a lot of places out there. I think Suna does it. But one that I was looking at was Nex. That's N-E-X Tech 3D.ai. On the video side, we use a variety of different AI tools for that. Kelsey loves Opus Clip. And he does that. He breaks apart these videos and he posts them wherever he does. Pictory, they were on and they're constantly moving ahead. Runway's another good one. Synthasia's another. Savvy, interesting guy. He's got, check it out. I think it's just savvy.ai, but he's got a really great app. I mentioned HeyGen. And also, let's say that you get... It sucks. Like the sound sucks. Everything about it is great. One way that you can clean it up, the sound, so it sounds like it's podcast quality, is you can go to Adobe Podcast. It's absolutely free. You just upload it and it'll clean up the podcast quality. Sometimes on live, you've got a guest on and they've got some crappy mic. You can't do anything about the image yet, but you're just getting this staticky sound or dogs are barking in the background. You just clean it up using podcast, Adobe Podcast, and it's unbelievable the difference. Now, there are two different TOS services. One, I'm going to put in this gist. I just found out about this one, Kels. This is from Yael Kibley, and she's got an area to ask about TOS. And then there's frequently.ai. I've talked about this for months. It's another really great tool. If you have, if it's terms of service, if it talks about Amazon, Etsy, any of the main services. But one of the things that's really great is it can create a game plan for you. Now, again, you want to check to make sure that that game plan is accurate, but I found that it's a very accurate tool. And then for tool suites, I think it was in our, no, it was in a different group. I thought it was in our WhatsApp group, but talking to us about if we use Zonguru, and we do, we use a bunch of different tools, but Zonguru's one that I like because of the rating system that they give the competition and how you can outperform it so you get a better rating. Percy's another one, that's P-E-R-C-I. And this is one that I've got to get on to the podcast, but Autopilot. It's another app that I would recommend. So that's about it for Amazon. Let me just go down. I've put down a couple of others. All right, so another app for content, and you've probably never heard of it before, but it's fantastic. It's called Koala, just like the koala bear. that I never saw when I went to Australia. I don't believe they exist, but koala. And then John Benson's service. And I signed up for that immediately. Like I paid for the service. And that's BNSN. And by the way, Kevin was listening to the, to that podcast, and he messaged me on Facebook and he goes, "That's unbelievable." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Can you sign me up?" So he contacted John and he signed up with this now too. So those are a couple that, I really like using.
All right. And Barton says, "Great. Thanks. Can't keep up with my keyboard and looking for those links. Great episode. I'm trying to keep up too. We're going to be posting these. Also make sure you, sign up for the newsletter, because I'm going to be putting all those links in that newsletter for that, making like a checklist of all the different apps that I've been talking about today.
So I want to talk a little bit about email too. So with email, there's a variety of different tools that you can use, including, you know, the larger or the LLMs. But I subscribed. Now, this just doesn't do email, but it there's so many different ways that you can utilize this tool. I've talked about it before, and it's Max AI, MaxAI. And you can summarize YouTube videos. It's a Chrome extension. Whenever you need it, you just click on it. It summarizes things for you. It'll take all the LLMs that you want it to go and check. And it's almost, back in high school, I was in political science, love political science. So one of the exercises that we had to do is we had to take three newspapers and find the different angles from the different newsletters. Well, that's what this does, but it does it with the different LLMs because they're all coming at it a different way. And so it'll give me the Claude 3.5. It'll give me the ChatGPT. It'll give me Bard. It'll give whatever it is. And it'll just lay it into summaries, and I can just click whatever I want and then either use the information or not. It's just kind of interesting to see what it has to say. The other one, at Grammarly, I've used that for years. It's great. Grammarly also now has the AI component where it'll say just improve, you know, improve your email. So it'll rewrite it. It'll have a different tone. And you can also do that with Max AI. It does overlap in that area. So you'll see it. It'll just go into your into the app. You just click on it and it can rewrite. And it can also rewrite documents, whatever you want. But I do use that on a regular basis. It also auto suggests different ways or spelling mistakes. That's me, spelling mistakes, different grammatical errors. And the last one is Briskin. And it's this one is Briskine. This is a go-to favorite of mine. So you're writing emails, and like Nick Penev, he sends me all sorts of leads all the time. The guy is like just an awesome guy. And I always write back because he sends me so many leads that I always have a format that I'm setting. Why waste my time always saying it? So I actually have this set up, this short key set up where it's, I just have Nick. I just tab Nick, and all of a sudden a full email, you know, "Hi Nick, thank you so much for the introduction." And then it's, "Hi blank. I look forward to speaking with you. Down below is my calendar link." And it's just one click and there it goes. It's done. Who was on the last episode, Kels? After the episode, they said, "Oh, I forgot about this app. I should have talked to your listeners about that." And it's called Super Whisperer. It's for Macs. You know, it's only for Macs. PC's not going to work. I installed it the other day, and on the weekend, I was like, all it is conversation back with your computer, no keyboard. And I know Mac already has this, but it just does it at a much better degree. Plus, there's an AI component that's in it. So if you're talking on an email or dictating a document, opening up something, if you're dictating a document, what it'll do is it'll run it through AI, and it'll rephrase it for you and say, "Would you rather this?" And yeah, sure, insert. And it's just normal conversation. It's so easy to use. It is. There's so much more that you can get out of it, but the company still hasn't got a lot of training. So you have to experiment a lot. I played again all weekend, just trying to get to understand it. So those are a few things that I think could really help people. Oh, and by the way, if you are trying to get better time management, Motion, Motion, I am still waiting to adopt it. We're working with teamwork.com, but I'm holding off. But what I'm seeing and what I'm reading are fantastic things about it. It rearranges your schedule based on completion and priority. So check that out. It's Motion. I think it's motion.ai.
All righty. So we are getting some questions in. We got quite a few here. So I want to just run through those quickly. We had a couple of questions about Sora AI and using it in training and if what it's like. And right now, from my research, it's in beta and only available for like select artists and graphic designers. So it's not publicly available. And their latest update on it on their site is that there's no timeline for it, but it's on the horizon. It's going to be available for the public right now. So if you haven't checked out Sora, it's basically the video version of ChatGPT or DALL-E, where you create these full videos completely from AI. There's a ton of different X threads that you can check out Sora and what it's capable of, which it's pretty amazing what it's done. And there's comparisons of what video AI was like a couple of months ago versus now, and it's very realistic. So I would recommend checking that out. But that's really what I know from Sora. I don't know, Norm, if you know anything else.
Too much. I've seen a few things. A few emails have been sent. A few articles I've read. But yeah, I'm about where you are, Kels. I'm looking forward to when it comes out.
All right. And then from Hypology, this is pretty cool. Has anyone experimented with ChatGPT assistance? It costs a little bit, but it's been a game changer for me. The memory is way better, and you can add files that trains the assistant's memories. I have one for almost each use, customer service, general marketing, social media. The best part is it's not having to retrain the chat every time. So you used
ChatGPT assistance?
ChatGPT assistance, yeah.
Okay, so I'm maybe I'm used to it a different feature, but could you explain a bit more if you're still on the podcast? I'd like to know a little bit more so I can go and do some exploring. Maybe I know it as something else. Now, are you, like, is this a custom GPT or anyways, just if you're still on the podcast, then that would be great.
All right. And Jessica says, we just started using e-content with Max. Yeah. Won it here on the Wheel of Kelsey. So far, enjoying it. User-friendly and great customer service. Excited to play around with it. So yeah, let us know what you think of it. Hope you enjoy that. And congratulations on winning the Wheel of Kelsey. We have a question from Simon. Is there a tool that will integrate with Klaviyo and set up all your flows for you? Do you know of any?
No, but when Brian was on, I just put it into, I should click here. My bookmarks should be here. I don't know why it didn't. There are, and we can put it into, the chat, into WhatsApp. There are three apps. I don't know if Brian was talking about them while we were recording. We talked for, 15, 20 minutes after the podcast. And he was talking about three or four different types of workflow apps. I don't know if they integrate with Klaviyo or not, but I'll post them into the group and check them out. I looked at them on the weekend, and they all looked pretty good. There was three of them, and again, I forget what they were or what they are.
All right. Yeah. I don't know anything that integrates directly with Klaviyo. What we've seen on the podcast, at least like with Benson, it will write those email segments or the segments for you, the different flows for the different emails.
The sequences, yeah.
The sequences. So, but I don't know one that will directly work with Klaviyo. We could look into that, but I don't have anything exactly for that. Rad says NVIDIA.ai is great.
Mm-hmm. That's another good one, yep.
Tony's saying Canva has an amazing AI feature that was really making a blog post right from your picture. Very cool. I love using AI. I haven't really used the AI tools within Canva, I would say, but everything from AI or from Canva has been great. I'm a big fan of them. Marina says, I use copy AI and then put the text through Grammarly. And finally, from Steve says, great show today, Norm. And Hypology is asking, could we create a file of recommended services? I think that's great. I can include it on the tab of the newsletter so that anyone that goes there can see a running list of tools that are using. So maybe that's something that we can use, or I can put something in the Facebook group. But that's a great idea. We'll look at that into that. So I think that's
One of the things I want to recommend, and you can go to Digital Marketer for this. They have two AI courses, and one talks about AI in general. One is specific to ChatGPT, but also just give me a sec here, guys. But also his brand new AI branding course. And it's a tad expensive, but I think he's got an early bird price. And I think you get about $400 to $500 off. It's $1,000 program. For me, I'd make that $1,000 back very quickly. And if it's only $500, I think that's what it is. If the early bird's not up there, let me know. And I'll ask Mark if we can apply that discount to the Lunch with Norm listeners. But you'd have to do it fairly quickly. I'm not sure exactly when it launches, but just go to markdegrasse.com. I don't get anything from it. All I know is I'm going to be taking that course as well.
All right, we have something from Simon. Assistance API. Assistance is a GPT expert in Python coding for building AI assistants using OpenAI's Assistance API.
How many times can we use the word assistance in one sentence?
I don't know. I don't know if this is Simon.
If this is Simon.
This is Simon, I think. So. Okay, so I think that's it for comments and questions. Anything else?
No. Why don't we do this? We'll run a quick. I forgot to do it earlier on. If you're interested in, hashtag Wheel of Kelsey. We'll do a quick Wheel of Kelsey today. I don't know how many people will join at the very last minute, but hashtag Wheel of Kelsey. Tag two people, you get a second entry. We'll do a sponsor. And then we'll come back. And what we'll give away today, I think we'll give away a press release. It'll be a $200 value. So we'll write the press release. You provide us the information, and we'll put it through our distribution network. So since we don't have a guest today, I was trying to think of something AI generated that I can provide. I got to go back to Saj and see if we could work out a deal with him. But how about that? Hashtag Wheel of Kelsey, tag two people, and you'll get a press release, a premium press release done for you. And all you have to do is provide us a couple keywords, what the topic is, and it'll all be done for you. All right, that's it. Let's go to the wheel.
All right, let's do the ad break first. Some time to
fill in. Oh, yeah, let's do that.
All right, here we go.
Facing cash flow challenges with your e-commerce business? Discover Viably, your ultimate financial ally. From real-time sales data integrations to immediate funding access, Viably is here to support you. Plan your growth with their free tool for online sellers and engage with specialists whenever you need. Extend your cash flow with Viably. All right, we're back.
All right, so we're going to give you guys just a few more seconds. We're going to do the Wheel of Kelsey intro and then do the wheel. So get your fingers going.
It's time for the Wheel of Kelsey.
All right, so we're still getting some people coming in for today's wheel. Give you guys just a few more seconds. To get your entries in. This was a little last minute, so
it was very last minute.
We've got to give you guys maybe 2 minutes for this, so we're just gonna stall for just a second. If there's anyone else, we see we got Howard, Simon, Rad, Dripfit joining, Steve. So I think there's Cool Hand too. All right, and if you guys are the winner, make sure you email me k@lunchwithnorm.com. These comments sometimes are a little bit delayed, so if you don't see your name popping up, it's because it's not showing up on our side yet. So as of right now, this is everyone that signed up. So we're gonna go give it a spin and see who today's winner is. Again, if you're the winner, just email me k@lunchwithnorm.com. And Howard.
Congrats.
Congratulations. So make sure you email me k@lunchwithnorm.com. Oh, Brian, sorry, we just missed you. Sorry about that. We a little last minute today. You're welcome, Howard. And I think that's it.
All right. So just kind of an experiment today, you know, just to kind of go over some AI tools. If you like the format of this show, we could do that maybe every few months, come back and just give you some updates, because the AI, just the whole landscape, changes on a dime. Look at from Claude to Claude 3, they made huge improvements. There's all sorts of other alternatives that come out. So let us know, just let Kelsey know. Put it in the WhatsApp group, but I'm happy to do this for you if you think it helps. That's about it. So join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon Eastern Standard Time. And we could not do this without you. Our community makes this show happen. And if you want to not only be part or expand the community, we have the podcast, we have the newsletter, we have the WhatsApp group and the Facebook group. So whatever you like, just sign up. You can sign up for one, just listen to the podcast, or you can take them all. All right, until next time, we'll see you later. Have a great day.
Want more great information? Don't forget to subscribe by clicking here. Also, if you want to check out our latest podcast, click over here.